You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. It's Wednesday, December the 28th, and I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at another glittering array of talent in the shape of a fantastic card at Leopardstown this afternoon. Of course, it's day three of their four-day winter festival. The highlight, probably the highlight of the whole 4 days, comes in the star-studded Lexus Chase, the Grade 1. At 3 o'clock, which has brought together an amazingly strong field quality-wise and numerically as well. I can't remember a field of 14 going to post in a race of this nature for quite a while. So we've got plenty of decent action to get stuck into. Beginning, of course, with the first race, the 12:15, which is a two and a half mile maiden herd. While Willie Mullins, of course, has dominated Leopardstown over the last 2 or 3 days, he, of course, has had 6 winners already, and he's got a good chance of getting another one on the board here, courtesy of Monte Albano, who is likely to be all the rage in the betting exchanges, particularly as Willie has got an embarrassment of riches in this department. He's already won 2 maiden hurdles here this week, including, of course, a juvenile contest as well. And this son of Monsieur Bond has been well flagged up by Willie in his stable guide this morning. Of course, he's a ex-French recruit, and being as he's already handled 2 mile two at Auteuil on heavy ground, 2.5 miles here today on decent ground, shouldn't be a problem for this nice four-year-old. But he has one or two interesting opponents up against him, and I'd probably suggest that we leave the Monte Albano kind of on its own betting, on its alone, and just go with the favourite market here. And I'd suggest we back Black Key, who is available to back at 8-1 with the favourite, but more importantly with William Hill, 7-2 without the favourite. And I do think that's a decent bet for Henry de Bromhead's Charge. He ran a really nice race first time up, looking as though he needed the race more than anything in that 2 mile contest at Navan the other day on December the 10th, when he travelled really well through the majority of the contest, only to get tired late on until Ted Walsh's wild outsider came and picked everyone's pocket in the latter stages. With that run under his belt, I think that'll bring him on quite nicely. And around about, I could say, 7-2 without the favourite, I do think that's a decent bet to get us off to a decent start in the opener. On to race two then, and this is a hugely competitive contest, as you'd expect for a Pertemps qualifier. It's hard to know which horses are actually going to be at it here today, obviously, with the final on the horizon at March in another couple of months' time. So sorting the wheat out from the chaff is quite difficult here. I'll probably suggest a couple of bets against the field to give us a bit of interest. My number one choice would be Billy's Hope from the Jessica Harrington stable. Now, she's a model of consistency, as you can see by her form figures, and she arrives here in decent form after a win the other day when appreciating the step-up in trip at Thurley's over 2 mile 7 when outstaying Dunacos in the latter stages of that contest. And also, she had the tongue time for the first time. That contraption seemed to work the oracle on this mare by King's Theatre. She's got plenty of good form against some very, very good novices as well. Prior to that, you've only got to go back to that run beyond Early Beach at Gowran on the 30th of September to suggest that she's was running against a decent standard of opponent on that day. Of course, the winner went on to win a Grade 1 the next day, so that form looks pretty solid. So she'd be my number one hope, but I certainly wouldn't disregard Woodland Island as well at a decent price. He's a 20-1 pack this morning. Now, I know he was a bit disappointed the last day in the paddy in the Troy Town down in Navan, but his jumping was absolutely terrible. He never took off at all at any of his fences. He just got into a terrible rhythm, and unfortunately, he never figured whatsoever in that contest. But if you go back to the run before, he was pretty proficient when he won at Fairy House. So at least he comes, you know, if you cast that run aside last time out, you know, he's still in reasonably good order. The fact that he was third in this race last year behind Forever Gold also points a good run in the direction of this horse. And back in fourth that day was Maldini, of course, went on to win the final of that Pertemps series last year. So he's definitely got a squeak here off a mark of 129. So my two against the field there, around about 14-1 and 20-1 respectively, are Billy's Hope and Woodford Island. On to race three then, which is an intriguing looking beginner's chase over 2 mile 3. The two to concentrate on here are the front two in the market in the shape of Gangster and Acapella Bourgeois. My selection here would be Henry de Bromhead's Gangster, who, having his first run for New Connections, and of course he's chasing debut of the day at Punchestown. He ran a Herculean race when he finished second to American Tom in a very good race at the County Kildare venue. The feature of that race is the time figure that the winner produced, and the fact that they pulled well clear of Buntelemar, who was in third, and Woodford Opera, who got some decent form in a good race the time before, suggests that that form is probably pretty much the best coming into this race. Certainly the speed figures suggest that, but he went over it all his own way, because Acapella Bourgeois is very much a horse on the improve as well. He was a winner of a Grade 2 contest over hurdles last year, and he made a bright start to his chasing career when he finished a creditable third behind Martel O'Tower and subsequent winner, A Genie in a Bottle, in a decent race at Ferry House the other day, just looking as though he needed the run. Of course, he fell on his chasing debut. So that he's definitely the thorn in the side to the favourite backers here. But Gangster, definitely think, has got the speed figures and the quality to take that 120 with a clear round. On to the first of the Grade 1s then, of course, which is the 3 mile Christmas hurdle. And all eyes here will be on Vroom Vroom Mag, who is arguably a little bit of an unlucky loser in Hatton's Grace when she failed to get the better of Apple's Jade in the closing stages. Some might say that Ruby Walsh was probably a little bit too confident for his own doing on that particular occasion. She's stepping up in trip, which should in theory suit her. Of course, she's a 2 mile 6 winner at Ascot last season, so she's definitely going to be the one to beat here. But again, with the dead 8 runners going to post, I'll probably look for a little bit of each way value against, in the shape of Snow Falcon, who was in the process of putting it up to you know what I mean, Harry, last time out at Newbury. And we know what that horse has gone on to achieve next time out at Ascot. So using that as a platform and a form guide, we suggest that Snow Falcon is at least as good, perhaps, as Harry Fry's Charge. And that kind of line of thinking would definitely put Nomeads inmate in with a bit of a chance here of certainly putting it up to Vroom Vroom Mag. Prior to that, he'd won a nice Grade 2 contest at Navan, outstaying the inform at the time, the plotting shed, back in third with Shanesville. And on the line through Shanesville, that definitely gives him a bit of a chance, at least of sorts, of giving Vroom Vroom Mag something to think about. But the fact that we can back this horse at 9-2 this morning, we've got a nice each way alternative to the favourites. So Snow Falcon each way is the choice in race 4. On to the fifth race then, quite a trappy looking handicap hurdle, but the one that comes in here in the best form for me, without a shadow of a doubt, is definitely this Charlie Stout from the Shane Nolan stable. This horse finally got off the mark at the 11th time of asking last time out. He's certainly been knocking at the door prior to that, you can see him by his form figures. And I like the way he travelled at Thurlow's the other day. He was always going better than Bull Ride, who was at a fairly short price in the market. And his superiority was probably more value than the 3/4 of a length winning margin at the finish. He goes well right left-handed as well, as you can see by his run at Navan 3 starts ago, when he finished third behind the inform That's a Wrap and Ainsley in a very good time figure race at that County Kildare venue. So the strong travelling start Charlie Stout, available back around about 7-1 this morning, is the each way choice in race 5. On to race 6 then, which is the Lexus Chase, a Grade 1 over 3 miles. And what a mouth-watering affair this looks to be on paper. Of course, we've got Jack Adam, who arrives here off the back of a really good victory on his seasonal comeback in the Grade 1 at Punchestown the last day, when he survived one or two little blunders along the way around to get the better of Outlander in a decent time figure. But you know, he's only got a run really up to the level of some of his best form, i.e. when he finished second in the Gold Cup to Koenigree. And he probably deserves to be favourite here. But very much for me, the new kid on the block is Val Zolido from the now Henry de Bromhead stable. Of course, he used to be trained by Willie, and he was a decent horse over 2.5/3 miles with Willie last season. His highlight when he finished second to Vattel in the Ryanair Chase at the Cheltenham Festival. And on the basis of his seasonal reappearance at Down Royal for New Connections, when he took the Grade 1 JNW Wine chase on that particular occasion, beating Silvino Conti, I think he's got every chance of justifying his position in the market here and putting a marker down, perhaps for the Gold Cup later on in the season. The way he travelled and jumped at Down Royal on that occasion suggested he's definitely going to be a force to reckon with in this department this season. And the time figure of that race is one of the best figures I've got so far this season. So 3-1 this morning, I definitely think the value lies with second favourite here, Val Zolido. On to the final contest, and look no further here than Carter McKay from the all-conquering Willie Mullins stable. No matter how good or bad Willie does this afternoon, he certainly should round off the day with a win with this son of Marta Lane here. He was a winner of a point-to-point on his last start back in April, And the kind of impression that he created that day was certainly enough to ensure that he's going to be a well sought after horse in the future. And the fact that Willie Mullins has been very favourable of this horse in his comments in the Racing Post today ensures that he's bound to go off a very short prize favourite in the final race to send punters home happy in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding signing off for today, but we'll be back again tomorrow to do another Leopardstown preview for the final day of their four-day festival. So until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.